back into regular session. We know this is not part of your guys' job description of yours, Josh, so we appreciate the effort. You guys have a full-time job and then a full-time job. So just in the same way, I just can't help think about our the people in the system who, you know, think when they don't have a COLA, they're losing 2 to 3% purchasing power per year, or however you think about it. In reality, if people are not living in 10 to 15% inflation right now, I don't, you know, the numbers are, I think, misleading. I mean, that's a real loss of purchasing power that everyone's experiencing, and people who are on fixed amounts, like our beneficiaries, I really feel for them on this issue. Not that we can do anything about it, but it's just the magnitude of it is. All right, let's go through the rest of it. Are we back in?
Ryan, would you let more?
Yeah. John, are we back in full session? Okay, Kelly, your executive director's report.
Your newsletters are attached in the PDF. As far as open records, they're both related. The non-member election is on track. The nominations committee met a couple weeks ago. They selected three candidates, Nancy Rocha, who's on the IAC currently, Marcus Smith, who is actually a Garcia Hamilton employee out of Houston, works with Gilbert, and then a gentleman named Tony Scavuzzo. And Tony has been interested in joining the board for a long time. He's applied several times. He works at a private equity fund, but I can't remember the name of it. So that's proceeding forward. The election dates are June 20th. Is actually, the election begins on June 23rd and ends July 6th. The 100-word statements that they put in the ballot and the resumes will be on the website today if they're not already on there.
So there are three nominees and three slots to be elected?
We have six applicants, and there's three nominees, and they elect all three.
Right.
And it's a yes or no vote. And all of the members, active and retired, police and fire, get to vote on it. So as long as they get one more yes vote than no votes, they're elected. They're not running against each other.
They're not running against anybody else.
And right. So how much is the election going to cost? Still around $10,000?
No, it's more than that. John, do you know, or Melissa? I can't remember. It seemed like it was around $15,000. With the postage and everything.
So I guess my next question that will be, when we go to Austin in 2024, or actually 25, could we tell someone, whatever, our lobbyists or whatever, you know, let's just let the nominations committee nominate the three people and be done with it, not have an election? Because it's kind of like you get on a ballot, you're going to be elected unless nobody likes you. That hasn't occurred.
We could always do that. I think we'd want to think about how would the members feel about that if they didn't have a vote, and if they really didn't like somebody, they could launch a campaign and, you know, do whatever. But
yeah, I mean, the retirees already don't like not voting, you know.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, the retirees don't get to vote on the police and fire position.
Well, and I'm against that, too. I mean, I wish they could, because it makes sense. Every time I go somewhere and I say that, and whether it's Texpers or whatever, or Toxin, they're like, well, retired, you're running, and you're retired, but a retiree can't vote for you. That doesn't make sense. I go, well, that's awesome for you. That's all I can say. But, I mean, I think $15,000 isn't a lot of money, but it's just, I mean, to me, it's just something we don't need to spend.
It's actually like $7,700.
Oh, that's with the runoff?
Yeah.
$15,000. I mean, it's a hassle for sure.
Right,
I mean, we have to have the big meeting and the people and the advertising. And I mean, here are the steps in the election process. So it's not, you know, it's an effort. But it's important that the members feel like they have a voice. Okay. That's all I have.
Okay. So can we adjourn the regular meeting? A motion, please.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Let's go to the supplemental meeting. We have a minute from that meeting. Any questions? If not, motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Any
opposed? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.